Sunday night, Chavis Aldovas Shir, Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, Chav Aleph, whatever it is, Sunday night, at the Bays, and we're learning Chavis Aldovas, we're learning Shar Yichud Hamaisa. We're on page Kuf Pei Vav, and he's talking about different seductions of the Yetzirah. And one of them is that there is, in the reality of life, and in philosophy, and in theology, and in psukim, there is a dichotomy, I don't know, there's contradictions, how much Hashem is in control of things, and how much people are in control of things. So, he says the Yetzirah, so we have a maskana, we know, it's hard to maintain that idea, but we have a very strict line that Hashem is in control of everything except Bechira, and the Chavis Halvavos is Mechadesh, perhaps we'll call it a Chiddush, that even in Bechira, it's... I gave it to him.
I gave it already. Oh, you gave it.
So that... that even in Bechira, it really, you don't control results. Part of man's free will, where he's given control to decide to do, and it's only in Tov and Ra. The Bechira is not, any decision you make is not Bechira. Bechira is Tov and Ra. And the results is again, it gets kicked back into Hashem territory. Because Hashem determines whether you'll be successful or unsuccessful, whether you'll wake up, whether you won't wake up, whether the person, whether your money will get to the ani or not. This is Hashem. It's true, you know, most of the time it gets there, because most of the time there's no reason why it shouldn't, and Hashem set up the world with a certain pattern. But that's not under the rubric, if that's the right word, of Bechira. That's, again, up to Hashem. But the Yetzirah, when he sees a person in a downward slide, so he puts him in the mode of Hashem is in control. And we said, you know, it doesn't have to be with the words Hashem is determining what's going to happen. Anytime a person says, that's the way I am, what can you do? I can't change. That's the way it is. You know, in such phrases, that's really what the person's saying. He's saying he has no Bechira. And that's exactly what the Chavis Halvavos says, that when the Yetzirah sees a person weak in Avodas Hashem, he piles on the attitude and he increases, like he puts his kochos into the person feeling the attitude that everything's up to Hashem and it's a deterministic universe and this is just the way it's going and, you know, this is the way it's going to be. I'm messed up, this is the way, these are who my friends are, this is my matzav, etc. And when he sees the person, now we'll start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom of Kuf Pei Vav. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. V'kasha yireh. And when the Yetzirah sees, Shata osa echad min yoni holam azev v'gormehen, when it comes to your work, and if you put in overtime, and if you want to be successful, and you want to be matzliach in what you're doing, yom alecha, then he says, oh, look at all these psukim in the Mishlei, that you're not allowed to be lazy, and you have to be azoriz, leichel hanamola, everybody knows that pasuk, oh, look, you can't be lazy, you got to put all your efforts and kochos into it, and you have to make sure you stay late and come early, and this should be the focus of your life if you want to be successful. And he puts it in very firm terms, yizor min ha'atzlus, the harifion, you can't put your faith in other people, but he means Hashem also, because you have to do, everything becomes ishtadlus. Ishtadlus becomes the magic wand to be matir everything in the world. Ki hatova rabbi yecholtecha, it's up to you, and good and bad, he blurs the issues of good and bad. He says, okay, if you're going to be successful or not, it's up to you. V'hasiyo v'haznocha biyodecha, this is your ishtadlus. The Lochain, this is the Yetzirah talking, by the way, just in case you're not sure. This Amis v'chol kochacha, do your best, put all your efforts into this. The Hishtadel v'chol yecholtecha, do everything you can. L'hasig chemdoscha, to achieve what you want, mitanugas olam. V'yishomer b'chol yicholtecha, and watch yourself melasabe v'la'atzmucha, from bringing upon yourself masha'enu ratzui, disappointments, failures, getting messed up. You are the master of your fate. Put your kolchos, and he'll probably tell you things like ematorotze ein zechalom, or he'll tell you, you know, ein lechadover she'omed b'fnei haratzon, where it doesn't say that anywhere, but it sounds very good, and it's even true, but it's talking about ruchnius. K'maymer hachacham, and he will quote psukim. The Yitzhahara knows Tanakh much better than you do. Tzinim pachim b'derech hikesh, shomer nafsha yirchak mehem. Look, you see, you have to watch out from failure. You have to watch out from falling into pitfalls. The Omar ivelas adam tesalev darko. Well, Hashem yuzaf libo. The pasuk remonstrates with someone that blames Hashem when the thing is his own fault. The Omar miyetchem hoysozos. B'chol adom lekach. V'areu mishana lecho atainos. The Yitzhahara is not worried about consistency. There's no one checking up on him. Sometimes he emphasizes that Hashem is gozer the things that happen to you. Again, that's when he sees you slipping in avodas Hashem and coming late, and you can't seem to find the chavrusa, and you can't seem to figure out what to learn, and you can't seem to put it together by davening. So he blames Hashem, and he says, listen, that's the way it is. You know, life is tough. You know, this is what Hashem has in store for you. You have to accept Hashem's gzeira. Upam, and at other times, b'tzedek u'b'bechira. He emphasizes free will. Gefime shematim lo, whatever suits his purposes, l'fatoscha, to seduce you, u'l'rashelcha, and to make you weak in avodas Hashem. But, v'yim tis'orer, wake up. The Talah Alipcha Maimah Harishona Binyan Zeh. Your mantra should be Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Meira Shemayim. That should be your mantra. Hashem controls everything except for Bechiras Tov V'ra. Oz, if you just keep on repeat it, bang it into your head. Oz Tinak Binyoni Hados, then you'll act in matters of Das, okay, this is his translation of religion. Mit menigmishin is barlo, kibamasav yes charvonish. We know that there is charvonish. Obviously, then there is bechira that follows, and you have a choice, but the choice is in matters which bring about charvonish in tov and ra. Those are your choices. And that's where Hashem gives you your inch of space, and he sort of kvayochel withdraws from the world and lets you decide. Very, very heavy how he does that, but that we're not going into, and that the Chavis HaLovis doesn't go into. He goes into it a little in Shara Vodas Elokim, because that's where he presents the arguments for total determinism, if that's the right word, or total free will that Hashem gave the world to people to build and to develop, and he just gave it to them, and they decide what to do. But then he rejects both extremes and says, Hakol bidei shemayim chutz meyira shemayim. It's true, people have to do things. That he says already, that is ishtadlus. Hashem maneuvers that there's always some meshugana or some person that's going to do. If he wants a bridge built, so he's going to inspire someone to build a bridge, and that person's going to build a bridge. And now it's not also to build a bridge. The person's not doing; he's not enticing someone to do davar osur. That's going to be that person's parnasa. The Gemara says the amazing thing in the world is that every parnasa, every mode of work has someone that'll do it. You open a yellow pages. The Gemara doesn't talk about yellow pages. But the Gemara says you open the yellow pages, and there's plumbers, and there's exterminators, and there's electricians, there's people, playwrights, people in plays, construction workers, rabbeim, everything you want is in the yellow pages. You don't think of anything. Ooh, I need someone. No one wants to do that. I forgot the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says, Mokom HaChein Al Yoshvav. Hashem gives a certain chein where a person lives that he likes where he lives. Right? I don't know, right? But, yeah. A person likes where he lives. I think most of the second thing, he likes his wife, he likes his spouse, and he likes what he does for a living. It's a special trick Hashem does so that people should have some basic job satisfaction. And, but the reason the Gemara says is so that every need of the world should be filled. There should be someone to do it. Because the world needs all of these things. You open the yellow pages, the world needs. You need someone. You need party planners. You need all those things you need. You need someone to stock shelves in the supermarket. You need all these things. And this is amazing. There's someone to do it. You don't have to go to Arabs. That's a different issue. Okay. So that's what he says. You let Hashem worry about that. And you worry about Tov and Ra. V'tinig binyoni ha'ola minig mishin is barilo. Ki moshchos kol tenuoso v'shinuye matzovav b'gzeres Hashem yisaleh. If you find yourself in any situation you find yourself, realize that it's Gzeiras Hashem. Maybe you have to think why Hashem is doing it. But Hashem is, right? I had a friend. I don't know. Sometimes it's not so clear. I have a very, very good friend who went to college. Went to high school and college. Then he went to learn. He dropped it all and went to learn. And he learned by Rav Abba Berman. Then he got married and he stayed in Kollel. And then he became a Rebbe. And he was a Rebbe for, if I remember correctly, 6 or 7 years. And at the age of 34 and a half, he went to medical school. They don't take you after 35. At the age of 34, at least then, at the age of 34 and a half, he went to medical school. And he became a Moira Dick, a good doctor. Dr. Ryan. That's his story. And he became like the pillar of a community. So you say he had Bechira. Why did he leave the Rebbe's job? Well, he went to Kollel, became a Rebbe, went to medical school, became a doctor. I don't know, but it's hard to say it's Tov and Ra. Maybe some people would say it is Tov and Ra to decide to leave Kollel and become a doctor. I don't want to get into that, but sometimes Hashem just... Do you know why he went to medical school? Do you know what did it? So, his father was always a doctor. But his father wanted him to become a doctor. And his father was proud of him that he was a Rebbe, but he was also disappointed in him. Both. And his father got cancer. And he couldn't take it. He couldn't take it that... So he went to medical school. There's other dynamics. They kept giving him, he was in Yeshiva Farakwe, they kept giving him and he kept on doing, they kept giving him the bad kids, and he did wonders with them, so they kept giving him the bad kids, and he burnt out, and he kept asking, give me a decent class for a change, and they said, no, you're so good, why should we waste you? And he burnt out, saw that cancer, and like, this is Hashem does these things. Hashem puts you, now I'm trying to get him to move to Israel. We're getting there. Thanks to Obamacare. See, Hashem, the whole Obamacare is so that he should give up and move to Israel. Can't be a doctor anymore. Really? Give up. Anyway, that's what the Chavis Hold Office says. You have to, anything, that's how you have to conduct yourself. Binyani ha'olam minig mishin is baralo. You, what? Yeah, I just want to finish the sentence. You have to act like someone to whom it's clear, it's a very funny lashon. Because in Shar Avodas Elokim, he says that you really can't understand and plumb the depths of this dichotomy. That Hashem is in charge of everything, but you have Bechira. He says it's really something beyond the grasp. And you sort of have to just make believe. Like, trust me that I'm right. Trust Hashem that that's the way it is. And that's why he says such a funny lashon. Act as if you're convinced that everything is from Hashem, except for Tov and Ra. And then you'll have bitachon, v'ziftachol b'kulam, and you'll just throw everything on Hashem. Hashtag al Hashem Yehovcha, because you'll realize that it's up to him and there's nothing you can do. Again, there is ishtadlus, and a person has to do what he can, and that's a subject in itself. Definitely, there is an obligation to do ishtadlus. What are the parameters of ishtadlus? When are you doing too much? When are you doing too little? Is the subject of Shahar Bitachon that we left in the dust months ago.